Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. I remember hearing a pastor once say, he said, I'm always 10 minutes away from depression, as far as where he could go in his mind. And I think that's a good picture for us to remember that where the thoughts go, there goes our perspective. And I know I need to remember that. But I my mom always said this, too, that if everybody put their troubles on the table, you know, we do that whole sin of comparison thing. But if we were to all put our stuff on the table, we would end up taking back our troubles more than because we have the grace to carry those, even if it doesn't feel like it. I think that's great.
That's so true. And, you know, you and I are picture people. We're always picturing these things in our mind, like you just mentioned. And that brought one of my favorites to mind, too, that I always remember this mountain, facing this mountain. I can't even remember what pastor said this or gave this picture to me, but I love it. And you see yourself on one side of this mountain, and you've got a teaspoon, and you're chipping away at it, trying to dig a hole, dig your way through this mountain. And you're each spoonful, you're ready to give up. What you don't see is on the other side, there's God with this huge earth mover. He's just coming along. And any minute now, the whole thing is just going to be scooped up by him and moved away, and you're going to see God. You know, but all we're focused on is this little teaspoon. This is all I can do. I can just chip away with this little teaspoon. I'm never going to make it. And you're absolutely right. In our own strength, our little teaspoon, we're not. But God's on the other side of that mountain with an earth mover coming our way. So.
That is so good. And again, Barbara's story is such an example of that.
Yes.
That she was scooping with her spoon, doing her praying and not giving up hope. And the Bible does say hope doesn't disappoint. As I'm listening to you talk, I'm thinking about this is probably what the big heartbreak is mostly in holidays, is relational breakdown or relational loss, because it's the time where we get together with people that we love. And so maybe you can offer a word of encouragement for someone who's just grieving either a broken relationship or a lost relationship. How can they find joy and peace amidst the reality that I've not seen this mountain move yet, and it's killing me?
And you're right. I think, you know, it's not that we don't feel that same pain all year long, but the holidays, you know, Christmas, we just picture these perfect scenarios of people walking arm in arm through this beautiful, pristine, snow-covered landscape. They're all heading home to grandma's or something for dinner when the fireplace is burning, the tree is lit, and there's a big feast on the table. But whether you're homeless or whether you're just actually severed or have fractured relationships that are breaking your heart, when those are the things that are magnified, then all of a sudden, okay, I don't fit that, you know, Currier and Ives picture anymore. I don't have that place to go to grandma's with the fire burning and the tree lit and the food on the table, and so-and-so's not even speaking to me anymore. You know, someone actually wrote to me just about a week ago and said that she had gone through 9 Christmases without hearing, this is so much like Barbara's story, without hearing from her grown son. He had gone off on his own. He had been involved in drugs and all sorts of legal problems. And she actually, for the sake of the rest of her family, had to tell him he could no longer come to their home to live. She would, if he ever came, she would feed him, but that was it. You know, she couldn't, for the sake of her own or other children, the rest of her family, allow him with the problems that he had into the home to live there anymore. And he was furious. He said he never wanted to see her again. 9 Christmases she went through with that. And she continued to pray, and every year she would look on the blessings of her other children and all of her family and be grateful. But there was that hole in her heart, you know, that place of her firstborn son, and he was gone, and she didn't know if he was dead or alive. But she kept praying, and 1 week ago he showed up on her doorstep. And, you know, his life had turned around. He actually was gainfully employed. He had even married. He had one child, a little 2-year-old, and he brought the family with him in hopes that mom and dad would let him back in the house and let him see his family. And, of course, they welcomed him with open arms. But it had taken him that long to get past the anger in his own heart so that he could come back and humbly ask for forgiveness and offer it, and the relationships could be mended. Now, I know that's like a perfect case scenario, and it doesn't always work that way. But it is a word of encouragement to all of us who are, you know, have that hole in our heart for maybe that one missing relationship or one real deep regret that we think is never going to be mended or healed. God is working behind the scenes. He is behind that mountain, so don't quit scooping with your teeth. Spoon.